You may be seated if the children will come up this way for the children's message.
Good morning. So today, Pastor Matt is going to be talking a lot about faith. And we've already heard some faith being played on the piano and organ this morning. So today, when we hear about faith, faith is when you can't see something, but you still believe it. Do we see God or Jesus in person? Yeah, in books, but do we see him right here with us now? Do we see him? But do we feel him? Yes. Do we know he's here? That is faith. So today, I'm going to tell you a little story to help you understand what faith means. And I'm going to need a farmer, and I'm going to need a little girl. So who would like to be my farmer? Will you be my farmer, Mason? Come on up. All right, and I don't have a big rake anymore. My children have outgrown that, so here's a little rake. And I need a little girl. Isabel, you want to be the little girl? Okay, so Isabel, you're going to be on the farm, so let's have you come over here, and you're going to be praying, okay? So go ahead and get down on your knees and pray. There you go. Now, farmer, you got to listen carefully because you're going to have to find her in a minute, okay? So right now, you're raking away, getting your garden ready. All right, you ready for the story? Here we go. One day, a little girl got lost in the woods on a farm. The farmer who owned the land found the little girl and said to her, "Don't be afraid. I'll take you home." The little girl looked up at him and with a smile said, "I'm not afraid. I knew you would come. I was waiting for you." "Waiting for me?" said the man. "What made you think I was coming?" "I was praying that you would come," said the little girl. "You were praying?" the farmer asked. "When I heard you, you were just saying A, B, C, D, E, F, G. What was that for?" She looked up again and said, "I wasn't sure exactly what to say. So I was praying all the letters of the alphabet and letting God put them together the way he wanted them. He knew I was lost, and he knew how to put the letters together better than I do." I thought that was a precious story to teach faith, because we might just say our ABCs and God knows what we mean and he puts it all together for us. That is faith, boys and girls. Thank you for my helpers. And we are going to end with a prayer. And then when we go to children's church today, we are going to think about the letters of the alphabet and how we can put them together to make a word that we might want to ask God for. So we're going to kind of continue this in children's church today. Let us pray. Father, help us use the faith we have and trust you to do the rest. Amen. All right, if you are coming to children's church, if you'll follow me.